So we went back to molecular biology and started studying different bacteria. And what we found now is that, in fact, bacteria are multilingual. So they all have a species-specific system. They have a molecule that says me. But then running in parallel to that is a second system that we've discovered that's generic. So they have a second enzyme that makes a second signal, and it has its own receptor. And this molecule is the trade language of bacteria. It's used by all different bacteria, and it's the language of interspecies communication. And so what happens is that bacteria are able to count how many of me and how many of you, and they take that information inside and they decide what tasks to carry out depending on who's in the minority and who's in the majority of any given population. And so then again, we turned to chemistry, and we figured out what this generic molecule is. So that was the pink ovals on my last slide. This is it. It's a very small 5-carbon molecule. And what the important thing is that we learned is that every bacterium has exactly the same enzyme and makes exactly the same molecule. So they're all using this molecule for interspecies communication. So this is the bacterial Esperanto. And so once we got that far, we've started to learn that bacteria can talk to each other with this chemical language. But what we started to think is that maybe there's something practical that we can do here as well. So I've told you that bacteria do have all these social behaviors that they communicate with these molecules. And of course, I've also told you that one of the important things they do is to initiate pathogenicity using quorum sensing. So we thought, what if we made these bacteria so they can't talk or they can't hear? Couldn't these be new kinds of antibiotics?